As we move along through the session, Senator, a couple of big issues for you making their way through the process.
Yes. So one of the nights this week, we worked until 6:30 in the morning. Very unusual for me. I'm an early to bed girl. 9:30 is, you know, my limit. I get up at 5 a.m. and whenever the sun goes down, I'm tired. And whenever the sun comes up, doesn't matter what time I went to bed. So that is a little bit of getting used to. But I was so pleased and thankful that during that work that we did, one of the bills that was brought up was Senate Bill 71, which is a pet protection bill. And this is protecting the family pet when you have an ex-spouse or ex-significant other that is threatening to abuse or abusing the animal, using the animal in a way to be harmful to their ex-spouse or significant other. So with that bill, it opened up the same section as our extended protection orders that we had talked about last week, and we were able to get that on to that bill. It now makes its way. We had our final vote on it. So it makes its way over to the House next week. And so I'm really excited about that. Hopefully praying that we get that extended protection orders across the line, but it definitely made a huge step this week. A
couple of other bills for you, I believe both heard in committee this week as well, that both pertain to now the late Rush Limbaugh.
Yes, and as you know, Rush Limbaugh comes from our area of the state. I'm proud that he's from Cape Girardeau, and his family is very loved in Cape Girardeau. He was very loved, of course, nationally, and most certainly in Southeast Missouri. And so it was an honor for me to be able to present two bills. One, a highway naming bill that is a portion of 55 right there in Cape Girardeau County after him. And then the other is a Memorial Day in his honor on his birth date. And so those were really well received in committee. Of course, there's folks who don't feel that anyone controversial should be brought up and have a Memorial Day or a piece of a highway naming. But his accomplishments, first of all, you're not going to find anyone that, you know, everybody's going to agree with. And his accomplishments are extraordinary. And being the person who absolutely changed political commentary and talk radio for the nation, he absolutely deserves to be honored. And it's just really special for me to get to do that here in the Senate. And hopefully we will be able to get those to the governor's desk. I look forward to that. We definitely, it will come out of committee. I feel we absolutely have the votes there. It will come to the floor, and then we will anticipate probably a long floor debate and then get it over to the House. Both of these policies have been well received in the House as well. I think there's a really good chance we get these across the line.
With a month left in session, just 4 weeks left, there's still a lot to do, especially on the budget.
So much left to do. The Senate now has the budget, and we are working away, making, you know, the changes that the Senate budget chair has been fielding for weeks, months now. And then what happens is we'll have that on the Senate floor. And then comes the time conference committees to go back and forth and get to that final budget. And so, yes, we are running out of time and we need to get that done soon. I'm excited that we do have it in the Senate now. So we've all been working on making sure that our districts are protected. To me, mental health, the areas of mental health have been very underfunded, very much protecting those dollars and making sure, you know, I want us to come out ahead with more help this year, certainly not behind. And so I'm being very mindful of what's going on in our mental health budget. All of the budget I'm being very mindful of, I'm really watching those dollars for our mental health services.